Software. People first.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Well, coming up, is Obamacare going away or collapsing? Well, no. Despite some efforts in Congress, the ACA is still with us. The sign-up period begins next week, so if you have questions about signing up for the ACA or Obamacare, or if you have a moderate income and want to see whether or not you're eligible for a subsidy, this program is for you. But first, one listener comment about yesterday's interview with Neil Brown, the new president of the Poynter Institute. That's the nonprofit organization which owns the Tampa Bay Times. Here's what one listener had to say.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm calling about the show on Thursday regarding the Tampa Bay Times. I have the Times delivered to my house. I like physically holding the paper in my hands and turning the pages, thereby keeping people employed. I keep up with all my local news with the Times, and I get my international news and some local news from 9 to 2 on WMNF and Vice News Tonight on HBO. I do, however, agree with Gary about the over-reporting of hunting, over-development of our state, destroying our environment, and animal issues, without also reporting the other sides of the stories. Gary mentioned he's vegan, so if you're listening, Gary, I'd like to invite you to Tampa Bay Veg Fest, Saturday, November 4th at Okeechobee Park, downtown Tampa. Come be with like-minded people, Gary, and enjoy the day with scrumptious food, great speakers, and music while educating the public in a positive way.
Well, that was a listener comment that came in after yesterday's program. The Gallup organization recently reported that 3.5 million fewer people are reported to have health insurance through the first 9 months of this year, as President Trump and the Republicans threatened to do something about Obamacare. The tone in Washington has provoked widespread uncertainty, and people are refraining from signing up for the Affordable Care Act. In some places, insurance premiums right now are spiking instead of slowly rising, as had been predicted, because President Trump has raised uncertainty about the marketplace. He has ended subsidies to cover insurance for the poor. The CBO estimates the cost of ending the subsidies will add $6 billion to the federal deficit in 2018. The Trump administration has also cut the Obamacare enrollment period in half and cut the advertising budget for Obamacare by 90%, and they're cutting money for the Navigator system that helps people enroll. We're going to talk about the Obamacare system right now with Melanie Hall. She's executive director of the Family Healthcare Foundation in Tampa, and she joins us right now. She's an expert in helping people navigate the Affordable Care Act. And Melanie, welcome back to WMNF. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you.
So did I get all that right? The budget for advertising for the Affordable Care Act has been cut, and there is widespread uncertainty. A lot of people are not signing up for Obamacare. Is that true?
Well, it's definitely true that the advertising budget was slashed by 90%. So there is no plan at this point to run television ads or Facebook posts and banners, things that have been done traditionally through open enrollment. So we are actually heavily relying on our media friends to help us get that information out, accurate information, as well as our own social media efforts. So that part is true. I would not say it's true that people are not signing up. I will tell you that our call volume and our interest remains very high, and we are continuing to already book appointments for open enrollment to make sure we're available for that one-on-one assistance.
All right, so you're essentially a navigator. You help people sign up, is that right?
That's correct. And the Family Healthcare Foundation actually is the umbrella organization for a Tampa Bay-wide effort. And we have a lot of different organizations and sites within Hillsborough County, Pasco, Polk, and Pinellas, where we can provide that assistance, as well as weekend events, other kinds of times where we can sit down with people one-on-one and help them look at their options.
Now, the sign-up begins next Wednesday?
It does. So it begins November 1st. However, plans were just released a couple of days ago. Some people are already going onto healthcare.gov and looking at those plans. And I just want to caution people that as they do that, don't suffer from sticker shock, because plans certainly did go up this year. However, tax credits go up proportionally. So the more plans cost, the more tax credits you get to help you pay for those plans. So we just want to make sure that people look on November 1st once they have a new determination of how much tax credits they're eligible for and are able to apply those new tax credits to new plans. They might find that they actually do better this year than they even did last year in terms of getting financial assistance to help them pay for those plans.
All right, so when we see stories saying that insurance, healthcare policies under the Affordable Care Act are spiking by 30 or 35%, that leaves out the side that says that the subsidies may also increase.
Almost 40% here in the Tampa Bay area.
But didn't President Trump just say that he was taking away the subsidies to insurance companies or cutting them substantially, raising the fear that on the other side, health insurance premiums were going to go up?
That's correct. However, when you're using the word subsidies, it's actually not the tax credits that we're talking about. It's something called cost-sharing reductions. And people from 100 to 250% of the federal poverty level, those lower-income qualified marketplace consumers, get extra help beyond premium help. They also get help paying for things like deductibles and copays. That's what those cost-sharing reductions help with. So with the federal government discontinuing those payments, that did not affect consumers because that's an arrangement between the federal government and insurance companies. Consumers still get those cost-sharing reductions. The unintended consequence of that is that the insurance companies here in Florida anticipated that that would happen. And that's why you're seeing those large spikes in premiums. And again, that's why we're seeing that more people going forward will get more tax credits.
So do you think that Floridians may end up better off in the coming year under Obamacare in terms of what they pay for insurance?
Well, I can certainly speak to the Tampa Bay area, because if you're in another rural area where you have less choice, maybe not. But in Tampa Bay, we have 55 plans available here, which is a considerable number to be able to choose from. So you can take those new tax credits and possibly look at plans that cost less than what those tax credits were originally based on. And yes, you can possibly do better. In fact, there will be some people close to that 100% of federal poverty line that possibly will find free coverage this year.
Well, if you're a listener out there and you've got a question about signing up for the Affordable Care Act, the sign-up period begins next Wednesday. You can call us up at 813-239-9663. And you can also send in your email to dj@wmnf.org. Is it too early to begin signing up?
It is too early to sign up, correct. And you can begin on November 1st. One of the most important messages we're trying to get out right now is that the enrollment period is shortened this year. So the deadline to sign up is December 15th. So we want to make sure that that's a message that everyone hears loudly and clearly. And then also to know that we are here. You can connect with us through coveringtampabay.org. And we're really here to assist consumers to look at the options that are going to give them, you know, their best choice that's also going to fit their budget.
Now, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare in Washington. And we've taken several calls from people saying, you know, I signed up for Obamacare and I ended up with a $6,000 deductible and I couldn't afford to get health care for my kids under the Obamacare plan, so I just got it for myself. I mean, so is it likely that, you know, if you sign up for Obamacare, you might get a $6,000 deductible and a very expensive premium on top of that?
So it's a great question. And actually, we do talk with consumers all the time that tried to make those plan choices on their own and did get in a situation where they chose a plan because the premium was lower, but they did find out that they had now a deductible that had to be completely met before they were able to access any of their benefits. That's one of the reasons why it's so helpful to get that assistance, is because there are plenty of plans out there that provide something we call first dollar coverage, which means from the time you pay your first dollar in your premium, you have access to preventive care. You have access to maybe three primary care visits a year before you meet your deductible. You have co-pays for certain services. So it's important that you're able to really compare those plans to find the one that really is going to meet your needs.
All right. So if you're out there and you need help with signing up for health care, call us up, 813-239-9663. Our email address is dj@wmnf.org. Our guest is Melanie Hall. She's executive director of the Family Health Care Foundation here in Tampa. Let's go to Don, who I think is on Marco Island. Don, is that you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Don, you're on. What would you like to ask Melanie?
Oh, hi, Melanie. Actually in Largo.
Okay. All right.
So I'm calling from Pinellas County. My situation is that I pay for my own health care and my daughter's, and it's last year, for 2017, it was about $550. I just got my renewal notice. It's going up about $200. So what is that, like 35%? Unfortunately, I don't fit into the subsidy area. I make too much money. What alternatives do I have other than just sucking it up and paying?
You have a couple of options. So first of all, you may want to check in with an agent or a broker, because there are off-marketplace plans that provide the same protections, you know, those minimal essential benefits, and, you know, may be more affordable for you than the marketplace. The marketplace is set up, again, to blend that risk pool, to provide lower cost for folks, but at the same time, it tends to benefit people who are receiving tax credits more than potentially those paying completely full pay. So, you know, we'd be happy to help you look at the marketplace plans, because there may be other plans in the marketplace that might be better for you than what you're enrolled in this year. However, if you want to contact an independent broker, we certainly would want you to have as much accurate information as possible so you really can make your best choice.
Sure. Well, I did that when I got my renewal notice last year. It was the same thing, a 35% increase. Mm-hmm. So I shopped around, and it appeared that no other broker or plan or anything I looked for was able to match the high price I was already paying. Everything else was way more. It seems like once you get into a certain insurance company, they kind of keep you stuck in there, because they raise your rates, but not as much as you would pay if you went back out into the marketplace and tried to re-up, you know?
So I would encourage you to make an appointment. Go to coveringtampabay.org. And in Pinellas County, there are quite a few events on the weekends also at the libraries. And there are people that are actually providing that one-on-one assistance, navigators. I would really encourage you, because to tell you the truth, we have a lot of options this year. And even if you're not getting tax credits, most of those, what we're seeing is that most of the increases happened at that silver level. You might be really surprised looking at like a lower cost gold plan that may actually be less expensive than what the increase is for a silver plan for last year. So by all means, I would sit down with somebody and really look at what all of your options are.
I'll do that. Thank you guys very much.
Good luck,
great
Don.
Job.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Don. Thanks. Good to hear from you. So there are four levels of plans. Silver is which level?
So there's bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And if someone is getting those cost-sharing reductions that we talked about, then they really do need to stay within that silver plan. And that's why we saw the spike in those plan prices, is that's where the insurance companies made adjustments in order to sort of hedge their bets on potential losses. However, you know, there's bronze plans that are available for people that maybe are incredibly healthy and don't expect to use the healthcare system much at all, just want that peace of mind and knowing there's a safety net. Then there's gold and platinum for people who actually have higher healthcare needs, know that they want to pay a lower deductible because they are going to be utilizing the services, and, you know, want those benefits to kick in sooner.
We're answering your questions about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and our guest is Melanie Hall. Our phone number, 813-239-9663, and our email address, you can send in your email question to dj@wmnf.org. Yeah, let's go to Stephen in St. Petersburg. Hi, Stephen, you're on. What would you like to ask Melanie?
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Stephen.
I'm 64. I'm just now filling out my final for COBRA, which runs out at the end of November. And I got laid off a year and a half ago. I've not worked. I have, of course, about 10 months until I can get Medicare, And so I'm wondering what in the world is going to fill the gap. I went to healthcare.gov and tried to sign up for health coverage under Obamacare. I've made no money this year. Mm-hmm. I'm living on savings. And what I learned there was that I do not qualify for any subsidies at all. So I don't know what the deal is. I thought, having no income at all would qualify me for something.
You make such a great point, and this is a conversation we've had for, this is now our fifth year, because what Florida decided to do, if you remember at the beginning of the Affordable Care Act, there was a Supreme Court decision that allowed each state to decide whether or not they wanted to participate in Medicaid expansion. Florida decided not to expand Medicaid, which is what would have covered someone in your exact situation. So people under 100% of FPL should have been able to be covered by Medicaid expansion. Because Florida chose not to do that, there are areas in our state where people are left with no options whatsoever under that 100%. However, you live in Pinellas County, so please contact the Pinellas County Health Department and find out where you can go to apply for the Pinellas County Health Care Plan. That is something that the Pinellas County has put in place as a safety net for residents there, just as here in Hillsborough County, we have the Hillsborough County Health Care Plan. So that does help people that are under 100% in the situation of not having an income or less than 100% of FPL. And, you know, it does provide you with some coverage and access to some services.
Oh, thank you. I'll try that.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Stephen. Thank you. Good luck to you. Let's go to Sean, who's in Tampa. Hi, Sean. You're on with Melanie. What's your question about the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I want to know. I was told last year I didn't sign up for it. I just think it's a scam. But they told me I was going to have to pay $700 this year in taxes if I have not signed up. Is that still going to stand if I cancel it?
Well, it's not canceled. It's very much the law, and it will continue to be the law in 2018. Speaker Paul Ryan announced this week that there will be no more repeal and replace efforts through this calendar year. Anything that would happen in 2018 would apply to 2019 or later. So it is still the law of the land, and there will be, you will have to show proof of insurance when you get to file your taxes. However, Sean, I understand your hesitancy. I will let you know that there are a lot of people that I have sat down with that have told me exactly what you're saying. They don't believe in the program. They don't think it's going to benefit them. They think that it's not going to be affordable for them.
Well, I've done better without insurance.
Okay, well, and that is your choice.
It was $160,000 to fix my shoulder in Florida. I go back home to Michigan, it cost me $14,000, and I cut that in half to seven. Why would I even believe in that?
Probably because Michigan expanded Medicaid and has some other kinds of services the state of Florida doesn't. However, if you have found something that works for you, that is your personal choice. But if there are listeners out there that are in the same boat that feel that maybe it's not going to be beneficial for them, again, I just want to encourage them to just at least call us and let us look at what some of their options might be. It's been I've been surprised as I've sat down across the table from people who didn't believe in this program philosophically and walked away saying, wow, I had no idea that this could be this helpful for me and my family.
I don't know. Sean, thanks. Like it's awfully expensive for all your medication, for everything. And they're going to charge me $700, but if I sign up for something, it's $1,200. I'm winning by not even spending that. I'm a low-income person.
And
I'm
Sean,
better off saving that money and just pay the $700. I'm paying for non-insurance anyhow. And
Sean,
when I go there, I'm going to have to pay the high premium.
Sean, could I ask, when you go to Michigan, are you paying out of pocket?
Yeah. Just go get a loan and get it done.
So, okay. You get a loan and get it done.
It was $14,000. I cut it down to seven.
Okay. So you're paying $7,000.
$160 here.
Yeah, $7,000 per year to get your shoulder worked on.
Yeah, but I figure if I get cancer or a heart attack or whatever, I can't afford to live. I might as well die anyhow.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, seriously, you're going to give me a bill for what? $160,000 and I don't even have that much money now? I'm already dead.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot.
That's how I feel about it now.
All right. Well, Sean, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Mike, who's in Bradenton. Mike, we're answering questions about the Affordable Care Act. What's your question? Hey, Mike.
Thank you. Yes, that's right.
Mike, go ahead. We're all waiting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's hard to tell if you're turning it off. You do hear a static sound, so I think that's the clue. But anyway, I work for the government in Florida in Manatee County, and we get different plans for staying healthy. The healthier you stay and meet their requirements for keeping your blood pressure down, all that stuff, staying under a certain weight, if you need medication to take it, all that stuff, then you can get the very best plan. And if you want to smoke cigarettes and, you know, be overweight, then you get either the middle plan or the worst plan. And does Obamacare work like that at all?
So Obamacare does have a premium for people who smoke. So if you're going to sign up, and it asks you in the application if you smoke more than several times a week, and if you answer yes to that, it does actually charge a premium for that plan. That is correct. And you know, the idea behind that is that if you are risking, you're using a risky behavior that we know could potentially cost the healthcare system longer in the long run. You potentially may tap into some of those services earlier than someone who does use healthier behaviors. However, for all of the plans now, whether it's on the marketplace or whether it's on employee-sponsored insurance, as you're talking about, or somebody who buys in the private market, there are a lot of preventative plans as part of the Affordable Care Act that are now free. There are a lot of screenings, mammograms, colonoscopies for someone over a certain age. Those are now free, and they're highly encouraged with the idea that we're really trying to shift healthcare from being reactive and only going when you're sick to being much more proactive and responsible for your healthy behavior. And I think that's what you're talking about too, that employers are promoting that, insurance companies are promoting that. And I think really the idea behind that is to try and become a healthier nation as a result of this law.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Here's an email. And this goes back to one of the callers who called earlier. Is there still a penalty for not having health insurance coverage this year?
There is. And, you know, as was stated by the previous caller, it's $695 per individual, half of that per child. And, you know, as we're talking about children quickly, you know, please remember that Florida has a program called Florida Kid Care. So if we have listeners out there that family coverage sometimes through your employer can be very expensive, please feel free also to call us and ask about Florida Kid Care for your children, because we're here to help with that enrollment as well. But yes, for adults and for children, there are some penalties for not having insurance when you go to file your taxes.
Now's a good time to give out your phone number. If people want to get in touch with the navigators that help people sign up for the Affordable Care Act and maybe can find some really great programs. What's the phone number?
So the phone number for us at the Family Healthcare Foundation is 813-995-1066. Please call us. We can answer your questions. We can get you in contact with a navigator or a Florida Kid Care assister. But also you can go to coveringtampabay.org, and that has all of the organizations that participate in this program. So the Pinellas County grantees, the Federally Qualified Health Centers, there are a lot of different sites where people can go and get one-on-one assistance. So you can go on and see where the sites are. There's a list of events that are being held each weekend through open enrollment, as well as a handy map that you can look at to see where your closest enrollment center is.
We're going to take some more phone calls. Our phone number, 813-239-9663, and you can send your email into the studio here at dj@wmnf.org. Our guest is Melanie Hall, who is the Executive Director of the Family Healthcare Foundation. So, Melanie, when I hear this talk that Obamacare is collapsing, that it's a disaster, that insurance companies are no longer offering insurance protection under the Affordable Care Act, what do you say?
Well, our role is to provide accurate information out to the community. So we always appreciate opportunities like this to be able to do that. It is not our experience at all that there, you know, as I said, we have 55 plans available.
That's
here,
a lot of plans. I hear that, you know, in some communities that there's no plan, there's no insurance company involved. But that's actually not true.
And there were some concerns about potentially some Bexar counties in Ohio and a couple of other states going into open enrollment. I guess about 6-8 weeks ago, there was that concern raised. Going into open enrollment, every single county in the United States does have a plan available. You know, they have a carrier available with multiple plans. Here we have 4 different carriers, and it, you know, adds up to 55 plans. Now, across Florida, there's some more rural areas that don't have that same selection, but we're fortunate here.
Now, this email comes from Kristen. She says, I'm currently on the ACA Silver Plan, which has been great for me. My children are on CHIP this year. In this upcoming year, would it be better for me to try to get them onto an ACA plan with me or to continue with them on the CHIP program? Since last I heard, CHIP was not being funded for next year. That's Kristen.
Kristen, that's a great question, and thank you for asking. Typically, families do better with their children on the CHIP program because it is subsidized. It's $15, $20 a month and no deductible, which is a very important comparison to what you'll get on the marketplace. You're typically going to have some deductibles and copays. So we suggest if family, and plus the other piece that I think is important about that is that the network under CHIP is a very pediatric friendly network. You're going to have much more choice of pediatric subspecialists in those programs than you will on the marketplace. Marketplace is really developed and geared toward providing adult coverage. However, you do bring up an important point that we've heard in the news lately, which is the fact that CHIP has not been reauthorized yet. It is, from what we know at the moment, moving nicely through the Senate. It seems to be stuck in the House. So if you are interested in reaching out to your congressional member and letting them know that your children are covered by CHIP and that's important to you, we would certainly encourage you to do that.
We want to thank Umika Thomas, who's our phone answerer today. Let's go to Mike, who's in Tampa. Mike, you're on WMNF. What's your question for Melanie?
How you doing? I had my daughter, I'm a single dad, and I have the primary custody. And I had my daughter on Florida Kid Care a couple of years ago, but because I had reached over $40,000 a year, they were telling me I had to pay the maximum, which at the time was my employer. If I'm single, my insurance is free, but for family, it's about $360 a month now. So I actually was on Florida Kid Care, and then when things changed about 3 years ago, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago, they upped the Florida Kid Care from I was paying I think the maximum, which was like $190 or something like that a couple of years ago a month, and it went up to like over $300, and you know, I couldn't afford that, so I went ahead and found some private insurance. Well, the Affordable Care Act. I went to the marketplace and found some insurance for her for the first year, and then at the end of that year, I got kicked off the plan because they didn't offer it anymore. Then I found out one for Molina for this year, and now I just found out that plan, which was $196 and it had like a $1,200 deductible, is now going for $3,700 deductible and $380 a month. So I'm going from like $196 to $380 and a $1,200 deductible to a $3,700 deductible, and I make like I think $2,000 or $3,000 more than what the Florida Kid Care program, you know, will take me on. So, I mean, it's looking for me like there's no way I'm going to be able to get insurance for her for under $300 anywhere a month.
So give us a call, Mike, because first of all, the full pay program for healthy kids. Also, can I ask the age of your child, your daughter?
She's 10.
She's 10. Okay. So for the healthy kids full pay, it will be $230 a month.
Okay.
With a deductible. And I'd like to walk you through that a little bit. So call us. You can ask for me and they'll get the information over to me directly, and I'll call you back, Mike. But
okay,
I can help you with that because there is a better option.
I was paying the maximum on that, which I still think is going to be lower than what's going on now. You know,
right? If you're paying full price on the marketplace, and you're looking at the silver plans, you're probably going to be outpriced for her, and you're looking at adult-centered coverage. I'd really like to help you look a little more closely at that full pay healthy kids plan.
So should I call just the regular number there?
Yes, call 813-995-1066 and let the person who answers the phone know that you would like to speak with me directly, and they'll get that message to me. I'll call you back.
Okay, 995-1066?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, that's the Mike, thanks a lot. And our guest is Melanie Hall, who is Executive Director of the Family Healthcare Foundation. So your busy time is going to boom beginning next Wednesday, right? Your phones are going to explode.
It actually started a couple of weeks ago with our phones exploding. So there are a lot of people, understandably, that have questions right now. They're anxious. They're concerned about what they've heard in the news. They really want accurate information. And I think they've come to realize that we're a trusted source for that. So we do get a lot of calls at the moment just asking really similar questions than, you know, to what we've answered this morning. However, we also have a lot of people that are calling for appointments and are wanting, you know, somebody to sit down with them and really look at what is going to make the most sense for them and their family. So we're happy to do that.
Because I'm thinking if people have questions about healthcare, now would be a good time to call as opposed to waiting to December 10th or, you know, the last week of the sign-up period.
Sure. We're really encouraging people to sign up early. It's like, you know, we really don't know what to expect with the volume. There's 1.7 million Floridians that need to re-enroll in 6 weeks' time. So in terms of the capacity of websites and call centers and, you know, I just think it would be in everyone's best interest to try and make sure that they get this taken care of earlier as opposed to later.
And again, our phone number is 813-239-9663. Dave writes this. He says, what will be the effect of Trump signing an executive order back on October 12th, ending the federal subsidies for the ACA? That's Dave in West Tampa.
Hi, Dave. Thanks. And that's something that we talked about a few minutes ago. It's when they say the word subsidies, what they're talking about are those cost-sharing reduction payments that go from the federal government to insurance companies. At the moment, that is not going to affect consumers at all. It's still a part of the law. For folks between 100 and 250% of federal poverty level, they're still going to receive cost-sharing reductions to help them pay for deductibles and help them pay for copays. However, the unintended consequence of that is that prices did go up this year because insurance companies knew that they would have to adjust for not getting those payments from the federal government.
So the insurance companies anticipated this. They raised their prices already.
In Florida. Not all states did that.
So good news for most of our listeners who are listening in Florida. So the potential, and you mentioned this a moment ago, the potential is that people who sign up for the ACA may actually see their total costs go down in the coming year.
Depending on what choice they make. So if they get higher tax credits this year than they did last year, which they will because it's based on a certain threshold plan, if they get higher tax credits and they turn around and apply that to a new plan, they may see that their premiums might go down for this year.
How about that? Well, our phone number is 813-239-9663. Melanie is here for a few more minutes, and I think we've got another call. Susan is calling, and Susan is on Anna Maria Island, so let's go to Susan in just a moment here. Here's Susan. Susan, you're on. What's your question about the ACA?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Does the ACA have a plan, like if you're a business owner, for to blanket your employees?
They do. So there is something called SHOP, which is the small business option. And SHOP is actually being handled now through brokers. So I don't know if you've used a broker before looking at plans for your small business, but I would encourage...
I've never done it. That's why I'm...
Yeah, definitely... Definitely reach out to brokers because not only are they going to be able to look at an individual small business plan for you, there are, you know, these SHOP plans through the marketplace that actually may lower your costs as a business owner. The other thing that you might want to do is actually, depending on the size of your business, you might want to have a navigator come in and help your employees look at what they might get on the individual market. Some small businesses have then helped. In fact, we do this at the Family Healthcare Foundation. We pay a stipend for our own employees to then apply to their individual plans in the marketplace. So for some small businesses, there are only four of us in my organization. For some small businesses, that will work out better. Other small businesses want to do something a little more uniform. So it's really up to you as a small business owner to make that choice of what you'd like to do.
Okay, great. And when I start with a navigator, I would just go to like the ACA.org?
What you can do, actually, since you're in Anna Maria and that's not our coverage area, you can go to...
Oh, actually, the company's in St. Petersburg.
Okay, go to, go to coveringtampabay.org. And okay. In St. Pete, there's the Board of County Commissions project also. Okay. There is a phone number there. And okay. You can contact them and see if a navigator can actually come out to your small business and sit down and look at a couple of examples with your employees and see if that will work better for you. Or you can also contact a broker and see if shop might be a better option.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Good luck.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for calling in. Well, our phone number, 813-239-9663. We're talking about signing up for the Affordable Care Act. It hasn't been repealed. It hasn't been replaced. It still exists. And as our guest Melanie Hall has said a couple of times on this show, it actually may be cheaper for some people in the coming year, despite what we've heard from some of the people in the press. So, Melanie, there's all sorts of programs out there. There's the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is called CHIP. We heard a comment about that or call about that earlier. There's the Hillsborough Healthcare Plan. There's the Pinellas Healthcare Plan. There's a lot of programs, I think, that sometimes people don't know about. Can your organization help people find those other programs, too, in addition to the ACA?
Absolutely. In fact, if you want to go onto the website for my organization, which is Family Healthcare FDN, basically, the purpose of our organization is to connect people to whatever they're eligible for, including, you know, there's also a great organization in our area called Shine, which helps people navigate the Medicare system. And, you know, even for people who may not be eligible for any of these programs because of immigration status or other reasons, we can also help hook them into the federally qualified health centers for sliding scale services or to the free and charitable clinic network. So there are options in Tampa Bay for people to tap into healthcare services when they need them.
All right. And you can call Melanie's office at 813-995-1066. Let's go to Jim, who's in Tarpon Springs. Hi, Jim. You're on WMNF. We're talking about healthcare. What would you like to ask Melanie?
Yes, sir. Actually, I am an insurance agent. I specialize in health insurance. What the changes that have come, been very dramatic over the past, 5 years. But I do have probably 100 enrollees through the marketplace. And the thing I wanted to say was, in the very first year when it came out, there was such negativity with the whole setup of the system. And, I had some very hardcore conservative clients who, frankly, really didn't know how the program worked. And then when we sat down and we plugged in the numbers and they saw exactly, what they were going to get for their income level, it was pretty astonishing how much they changed in terms of what they thought of the plan. So.
That's interesting. Jim, thanks a lot. So Jim, you offer health insurance through your company. You're an insurance agent.
And this is the thing that actually took place as the years went along. So the first year, the insurance companies actually, there were commissions paid for handling enrollment. And then in the second year, as the things were kind of moving along, they cut the commissions in half. And then in the third year, basically, there are no commissions now. So, there's virtually no incentive for agents to get involved in the marketplace to help someone because basically we're paid nothing to do that. My clients, because I do have a certain loyalty to them, I do assist them and we go through options as years go on, but every year it seems like the options are getting less and less. So,
well, Jim, I'm sorry about that. That's not good for your business, but thanks for helping out your clients.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jim, good to hear from you. How, Melanie, if people have to go, if they are not going through the ACA marketplace and they've got to go into the regular insurance market, how do you find a good broker? Do you have any advice about that?
Healthcare.gov under Find Local Help actually has a list of brokers that have gone through training like Jim to be able to provide private plans as well as understand the options on the marketplace. So I think the best place to start really would be to look at those agents and brokers that are listed. You know that they've been trained, you know they're certified, you know that they're, like Jim, going to hopefully offer you, you know, your best option regardless of commission, so that you really can make sure that you're getting a broad perspective as opposed to, you know, someone who may be looking specifically at where their best financial incentive is.
Let's go to Dave in Sarasota. Dave, we're talking about health care and the Affordable Care Act. Thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Did you call me Dave?
I called you Dave, yes, yes.
Yes, I'm currently employed and have insurance through my employer, but I may be semi-retiring next year and just working part-time, and I'll probably lose my insurance coverage. I just wondered, what's the limit where you can receive insurance under the ACA is terms of income or just a one person?
That's a great question. So in order to qualify for tax subsidies, you have to make over 100% of FPL, which is about $12,000 for a single person. But then you can continue to get subsidies up to 400% of the FPL.
And FPL is federal poverty level.
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
that's okay.
That's correct. Federal poverty level. And then above that, you can still buy on the marketplace at full price. But I would really encourage you, before that happens, to come and sit down with a navigator, because regardless, even though open enrollment is happening November 1st to December 15th, the rest of the year, there are special enrollment periods for people as they lose coverage, as they have a baby, as they get married, all of those qualifying events. And if you know ahead of time, when you think you might kind of semi-retire and lose your employee-sponsored insurance, come sit down with us and let us look at your options. And that might help you make some decisions about how much you do or don't want to work part-time that might influence what is available to you through the marketplace.
You said that the federal poverty level was $12,000 a year. Was that correct?
That's 100% of federal poverty level. That for a single person, that's correct. It's right in there. It's like 11,998 right in there at 12,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you said up to four times that, so I could earn 48,000 and still get a subsidy?
Potentially. Again, yeah, when you're earning that much, we also have to look at deductions and some, you know, any other kind of earned income you might have. We have to put all of that together. But yes, that's correct. It's up to 400%, and then that will allow you to get at least some subsidy.
Mm-hmm. And it's regardless of your assets. You can be a millionaire and still get this.
Correct. It is based on current year earnings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. So Dave's in Sarasota. Where does he go? I mean, he can call you, I'm sure, and you could help him find the folks in Sarasota, but is there a one-stop shop that people who are in Citrus County, Hernando County, Sarasota, Manatee, Polk, Hardy should call?
There is, and thank you for asking that. So coveringflorida.org is the statewide program that we are a part of. That's why we're coveringtampabay.org. So for anybody outside of the four counties that we cover, and again, that's Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, and Polk, anybody outside of that, please visit coveringflorida.org, and you'll be directed toward your navigator organization. And there's actually a 1-888 number on there that you can call, and they can help you make an appointment with a navigator in your area.
Our guest is Melanie Hall. She's with the Family Healthcare Foundation in Tampa, and our phone number is 813-239-9663. Next Wednesday is the starting period for signing up for the Affordable Care Act. It's a shorter period this year, only 6 weeks. And believe it or not, Obamacare is still here. It hasn't gone away. And there's some good news for some people here in the Tampa Bay area, too. So it might not be as expensive as some of the media reports have been indicating to us. Let's go to Joyce in St. Petersburg. Hi, Joyce. You're on with Melanie. What's your question?
Good morning.
Hi, Joyce.
I took a company buyout in 2017. I'm 64 years old. And right now I'm paying for Cobra, which is very expensive.
It is.
In 2018, I'm going to have much less income. Can I discontinue my Cobra during open and... Well, can I discontinue my Cobra for 2018 and do open enrollment?
You can. So what you would do is you would do an application for 2018 coverage before December 15th. It will be based on your coverage. I'm sorry. It will be based on your income in 2018, not your income in 2017.
Okay.
So if you know what that income is going to be, you can plug that in. They may actually ask you for some verification of that because that's obviously going to be very different from your income in 2017. But it will be based on your 2018 income, and you would be able to discontinue your COBRA because you would be applying for coverage through the open enrollment period. So that is allowed.
Okay. And would they ask for me for proof of my income for 2018, obviously after I have some income?
Correct. They will give you 30 days in the beginning of 2018 to provide that income documentation.
Okay, because I have a contract job that starts the end of January 2018.
If you have an employment letter, anything that indicates your income, they'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right,
okay,
Joyce,
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. So let me just pass this message to our folks, our producers behind the scene, is that I have just lost the email connection to the incoming emails here in the studio. And so I can't read all the emails that are coming in. And I know a lot of people have a lot of questions, too, that they've sent in by email. So if I could ask our phone producers maybe to bring in those email questions by hand, if they could write them down, that would be a big help. We're talking with Melanie Hall. She's Executive Director of the Family Healthcare Foundation in Tampa. She's an expert on helping people navigate Obamacare. And you can find out more by calling her office at 813-995-1066. She's been kind enough to come in. She's very busy as folks are beginning to sign up for Obamacare. The sign-up period for Obamacare, what's the period this year?
November 1st to December 15th, and that is new. Previously, people had to sign up by December 15th for January 1st coverage, but the open enrollment period was extended. This year, it is not. It is 6 weeks, so everyone that needs to either re-enroll or enroll for the first time for 2018 needs to do so by December 15th.
Mm-hmm. And if you've sent in an email here to the studio, I got to say that I can't read them. So maybe you can call in at 813-239-9663. Our email address, dj@wmnf.org. Obamacare is very popular here in Florida, right?
It is. Florida has led the country in enrollments for 4 of the 5 years, the last 4 years of open enrollment. Florida has actually led the country. And last year, 1.7 million Floridians were covered by the Affordable Care Act marketplace. So, yes, it's been very popular and very beneficial.
All right. So Patty Perkey is here, and she's going to try to help us get our email working again. And here's an email. This comes from Kevin. Thanks, Patty. Thank you for that. That's great. She says... All right, so we're going to try to read Kevin's email here. And you are listening to WMNF in Tampa. Let me just read the end. Oh, here it is. It says, Kevin's email is, what education is available to consumers to ensure an understanding of deductibles and copays as self-insurance? It seems that many consumers that cannot afford to self-insure will increase deductibles. He goes on to write, and we're going to scroll this down here. And let's see if we can scroll it down. It seems that many consumers that cannot afford to self-insure will increase deductibles and copays to make the insurance more affordable. So really a question about understanding how to get the word out and help people understand what's available?
Kevin, that's a great question, because I actually think that as navigators, that's one of the things we spend a lot of our time doing, is providing that education for consumers. One of the things that happened the very first year of the marketplace is that people would go on and buy a plan that had the least expensive premium without realizing that they were getting these giant deductibles, and then they would go into the emergency department and be stuck with a large bill and would come to us very frustrated and say, why am I paying anything per month and yet I'm still having to pay out of pocket for these services? So we spend a lot of time explaining exactly that to people, what a deductible actually is, why copays are important, whether or not those copays and other services are actually subject to a deductible, or whether or not there are plans out there, and there are plenty, that you can get services prior to having to meet that deductible. So we do a lot. That's the purpose of a navigator, is really to sit down and help people understand that if it's something that they don't. There are some helpful tools on healthcare.gov that provide explanations for all of that. But again, if anybody really needs that very personal assistance, we're happy to be able to pull three or four plans up and then help them compare what those plans will offer them over the course of a year's time.
You know, and I'm going to editorialize this, and you're not saying this, but I just find that the current system of health insurance is so Byzantine and so hard to understand. And there are some people in Washington that say, well, let consumers decide for themselves and pick their own plans. The plans already are hard enough to figure out. And if you're navigating 55 possible plans here in the Bay Area, how do you possibly compare 55 plans? If you're, you know, mom and dad with two kids, you've got a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old, and you're trying to figure it out, I don't think there's enough family time to be able to really adequately shop without help. So this idea that somehow, you know, if the insurance companies present us with 55 plans and you decide yourself, that's an impossible task for a family that's got Cub Scouts and soccer and, you know, got, you know, maybe they've got a religious service at night that they go to, or, you know, maybe they go to the library a lot, but it's impossible.
It's a very complicated, convoluted system. It is. And, you know, one of the things that makes this even more complicated is that along with medical services, you also have pharmacy services, and you have people, you know, we have people that come into appointments with large Ziploc bags full of their medications. We have to make sure that those medications are covered. We have to look at, are they tier one or tier two on different plans? And that affects how much somebody will pay each month for those medications. So it is a very time-consuming and sometimes overwhelming process.
Here's an email from Nina. She says, are the 2018 plans still covering pre-existing conditions, mental health, and substance abuse issues?
They are. So again, the Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. Those 10 minimal essential coverage benefits are still part of all of the marketplace plans. And it does include exactly what you just talked about, things like mental health, which is parity with physical health at this point. Pre-existing conditions are covered without any kind of financial premium associated with it. Maternity care, pharmacy, all of those things are still part of the minimal essential coverage, as well as those free preventive services that are part of the all plans and offerings to people in the marketplace.
And Anonymous writes, my daughter needs medical assistance in Alabama. Who should she contact there?
If you go to healthcare.gov and find local help and put in the zip code of where she resides, it should be able to bring up the assisters in that area.
And when determining your income, is it gross income or adjusted gross income?
It is adjusted gross income. That's a very good question, especially for those people that are out in the world that are self-employed. They do look at adjusted gross income, but the great thing about this application is it walks you through that process. So even if you're not sure what your income is, they will tell you what lines to look on at your W-2 form to pull up your income. It will talk to you about what deductions you may have that you didn't even realize, and it will help you walk through establishing what your income is, and it electronically checks that with what federal sources they have available to them.
Melanie, here's the greatest question of all, and it's a real easy answer. Do you charge for your services?
We do not. So we are grant-funded. Thank you for asking that, actually. We are grant-funded. We are here to provide free and unbiased information. Again, we get no incentives from insurance companies, from plans. We're here to actually spend time with consumers and really look at what's going to make the most sense for them.
Melanie Hall of the Family Healthcare Foundation, thank you so much for coming by and explaining so much. I suspect we'll have you back because I think people will have more questions. But thank you. Her number is 813-995-1066. Thanks, Melanie. Great to see you again.
Thank you, Rob.
You're listening to WMNF in Tampa. Stay tuned.